Blog Talk Radio.
Ho!
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal
your soul.
Some people's actions are not because their spirit is
wrong,
but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants you to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Credit can impact your life. As you listen to this, we don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play something to kind of get ourselves
in the right frame.
So we're going to take a minute just to listen to this. Because we all want to be delivered. No matter about it. It's a different time for our show. We normally have our show at 1 o'clock, but we have to make some adjustments with our time today. We're a high moon. And we're going to bring you some things that are special. Some things that will help you look at where you are financially. Financial ministry is what we're looking for to share with you today.
Yes, sir.
We also have to recognize.
I know we should be finishing, but take it for me two more times.
The opportunity of financial ministry. So we are still on film for taking the opportunity to locate the
God rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh.
We're going to put it right there. We're going to kind of just bring it back from the beginning because sometimes the network sometimes works like it want to do. I am, Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Our main focus is on the real grassroots talk show, focused on our neighborhood block by block. Again, we are the real grassroots talk radio show that focus on our neighborhood block by block. So glad to come before you. It's awesome on this Tuesday, terrific Tuesday to come, and we're going to talk about some credit. You know, we have a very short show at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock when we normally have a show, about 30 minutes. We just want to share some things that will help you move in the right direction. Our call-in number for you to be a part of it is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can be live and share your thoughts. We just ask you to offer your location as well as your expertise. If you want to check us out on the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. We're the voice of a Smith Way Internet Talk Radio, so you can check us out. We're so glad to have this opportunity. You can also tweet the show at WBSW underscore Internet Talk_Radio. Also, at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. We're also being broadcast on Facebook. We have two devices as broadcasters on Facebook. We have listeners on both ends. I've seen some pop in, pop out, but we want you to stay with us and check us out. I know it's a different time for you checking us out. That's facebook.com/drldalbertosmith. And on Instagram, you can check us out on the Smith Way Production. So we're so glad to have you here as a part of. Now, title for today's show is Credit Can Impact Your Life. I'm going to put an emphasis on that. Credit can impact your life. Because I can tell you right now, bad credit can create some problems. Good credit also can create some problems. We don't look at it that way. We think because we have good credit, everything is just fine. But sometimes by having good credit, when we have poor financial management skills, then we don't do as well with good credit. If you are able to go and get whatever you want, you can get a credit card with a limit of $10,000. If you abuse it, the higher you push that credit, that push that limit on that credit card will, and not pay it like you're supposed to, or pay it at the rate they want you to pay, that'll cause your credit to no longer be good credit. So you have to be very careful about that. So credit can impact your life. We also want to say WBS, Internet Talk Radio, it has listeners and watchers in 18 countries. That including, we know, the United States and Mexico and Canada. So we're so glad to have listeners on the North American continent. So they're checking us out, and we're glad. There are other places we can go through and run down the whole list, but we won't. We just want you to know there are individuals besides you're listening and where your location are you watching are from all over the world. Now, let's start off by looking at a couple of topics, but as we look at credit can impact your life, we always take at the beginning of our show and talk about a Black History moment. And I tell everybody, I focus on Black History Month. I focus on truly some of the impactful people in my fraternity. A lot of you individuals know and heard of and not even aware they remember Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. I want to educate you on that. We want to salute our Sigma standout. That's Dr. Robert Rush Moten out of Tuskegee, Alabama. He was initiated into Gamma Sigma chapter, which is an alumni chapter in Tuskegee, Alabama, of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. He's an education leader who graduated from Hampton University in 1890. Came to Tuskegee Institute, now it's Tuskegee University, to be a professor. However, he felt a powerful need in him to go toward the blue and white. So he became a member of the alumni chapter, which is Gamma Sigma, which is the oldest alumni chapter in the state of Alabama. He's also known for training leaders in education. He also was the first one who led the training of the African-American pilots at Tuskegee Airport. The training ground was in Tuskegee. We're known as Moten Field, Tuskegee Airmen. And you've heard of the last known Tuskegee Airman, I think, died recently. We'll check and make sure. That's what we talk, was 100-plus years old. So we're talking about someone who made it with honors. We now announce and recognize with the support and the sponsorship of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, Dr. Robert Rush Moten. Better known, if you travel through Tuskegee, Moten Field. That's the airfield where the Tuskegee Airmen was trained. So hurrah, congratulations to Dr. Moten for making an impactful moment in history. Let's discuss how important credit is to your life. And one of the things we have to understand that people don't have the clarity about financial literacy. When you talk about financial literacy, that's all about managing your money, but also managing your credit. Because there are two things at this point causing our world to go around. We're just listening. If you're watching the news now, they're talking about a stimulus check for $14,000 that'll be given to individuals to top off the six some received. Everybody didn't receive, but the some they received in December in the signing of the previous president, and now we're pushing to have this this 1400, which you is it has passed. They're moving quickly through the House, and it's going to move to the Senate. And at this point, the Senate said they're going to approve whether they get one Republican vote or not. The Democrats said, so look to get the 1400. So we're talking about managing that money. So when we're talking about financial management and financial literacy, is understand how important credit is. Credit comes in a way that it impacts your life, that your life operates with making sure you keep your credit up to par, paying your bills like you're supposed to, or paying extra. One of the things that we always recommend people not to do is just pay the minimum amount. If you pay the minimum amount on $500, it takes you 4 or 5 years to pay. You may pay over with the interest rate of 26% APR. You have to understand, you could be paying truly, truly up to $1,500 to $2,000 back on a $500 credit card. So be careful about just paying the minimum amount. Pay more. That's understand management. You have to be able to manage your account. You got to manage yourself financially. And don't be illiterate. Be literate about financial management. It's making sure you truly, truly understand. So it's so important to your life. Cash is important. But you have a lot of places now, let's be for real, are not even, you know, they prefer to take a credit card than to take your cash. It's easy to operate because you have an awesome accountability system with credit cards. And a lot of the places are just not taking it. You have to go online or either mail your payment. You can't mail cash. You have to mail a check, money order, or use your credit card to pay it, a bank card to pay it. So that's how important, because see, a bank card becomes an ATM card, which is a debit credit card, and it can be used in that matter. So we have to keep that in mind. So it's important to function in our life because we got to understand exactly how important it is. But besides understanding how important credit is, you got to understand how being able to work your credit, be literate enough to make sure why it's important that why individuals checking their credit is so important. That is very important as well. You got to check your credit report. You need to check and see what's going on there, what's on there. And see, some people avoid checking their account because they're afraid what may check their credit report. They're afraid what may be on it. You want to know what's on it, because once you find out what's on it, you have an opportunity to kind of deal with what it is. Some people said my credit score is 780. The last time I checked was 3 years ago. But you don't know in that time there are several things that's added, and we're going to talk about those various things that's added that cause some major problems for people they don't even realize. So you'll go out and you go apply for something, and it is considered to be a hard inquiry or soft inquiry. Hard inquiry stays on there 2 years. That's held against you, because when we go in and check, you come and want to get a major purchase, and you look and see you had 10 hard inquiries. Them hard inquiries keep your credit at a lower level, even though you may look say, oh, I got 700, but you have inquired so much about so many things in a short period of time, it creates problems with your credit. So good credit is awesome. It is good credit, but to maintain good credit, it takes hard work. So why is it so important to keep up with your credit report? It's real important to keep up with your credit report. And, you know, one thing about it, when you're checking your credit history, your credit score, you think is better, but it may not be. But you have to understand the process of how they're scoring. You got to understand what exactly creates the score that you have. And too many people, and that's something we're going to go more in depth on another show. Right now, we're just kind of sharing some things in regards to, thank you, Chef underscore here, 24 from Young. Claim Desiree Dixon, if I didn't say it right, please get back with me. You just text me, let me know how you say it. I see the CH and the Lang on it. So thank you so much for joining us. You got to understand, it's so important while we check our credit report on a regular basis. We must check it. And this is some reasons why you need to check your credit report and stay up on it. It's important to your financial life. And this is some of the reasons why we want to make sure you understand why you need to check your score. And I'm going to say, okay, Fred Brothers, Chef underscore Hill 24, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Go Mob, go Mob, my brother. And we're talking about managing our business now. First thing that you need to make sure when you're checking, and the reason why you need to check your credit report, is knowing where you stand. You have to know exactly your credit score. Your credit score is an important part of your total financial health. You cannot be ignorant toward it. You can't take it for granted. Your credit score means a whole lot. It could be detrimental to you for not checking it because you don't know what has been added. I'm going to tell you something recently. I received from a state major agency because I retired as an educator. So the state have an awesome insurance called PHIP. I'm in the state of Alabama. And it's Blue Cross Blue Shield. So the other day I received a letter from them. They wanted to make me aware that a lot of my information dealing with my account with them, with PHIP, which is a public educator health insurance program, had been sent out to somebody else and told me to make sure I check my credit report. You see how important it is to check your credit report? An agency you think that wouldn't do this made this mistake by mailing it to somebody else. And I waited. I've been with this many, many years. I'm gonna say that PHIP, Blue Cross Blue Shield, over 40 years. So you're talking about now you make this mistake of sending my sensitive information out to somebody else. That's why you need to correct your credit report. Check your credit report so you know where you stand. See, now I go through the process. I go check my credit report to make sure nothing is coming in. And actually, the letter said, well, we don't see as it'll be a problem. But then again, think about it. Someone has my Social Security number. Somebody have all my other documentation that they shouldn't have. Yes, they let me know. But why is that mistake me? It doesn't just happen with that agency. It happened with other agencies. People have money out there to buy people information. Their accounts. So you have to be very careful. Second thing, keep your credit in good shape. Keep your credit in good shape. That's self-explanatory. Do not ever neglect your credit report. Just like you're in school, you got homework. You can neglect your homework and think everything will be all right. Then at the end, you're trying to cram everything in, and sometimes you ace it, sometimes you don't. So you have to make sure you keep your credit in good shape. You have to make sure you pay your bills on time, monitor your scores, see where there's some hard inquiries on there, see if some inaccurate information on there. So you have to make sure you check your credit report. That's another reason. Make sure your credit information is accurate. That's the reason you need to check your credit report. You want to make sure the information is accurate. If it's not accurate, I'm going to run through these quickly because our time is running out. There's a couple of things I want to touch bases on. You won't be surprised at the outcome of your application when you apply. You know, you make sure that if your credit report is up, when you apply for things, you fall in line. Good insight into what action hurt and help your credit score. You need to know. You need to go on the website, check out and see what. Monitor your score. See how you can make sure your credit report don't fall in the wrong people's hand, or you allow it to be inaccurate and allow it to go for a long period of time. Just make sure. And one more, we're going to say respond at changes quickly. Just like I received a letter, I have to respond quickly because there's somebody may be using my social, buying things out there. Let's keep it in. The same thing can happen to you. Stay on top of your credit report. All right, this is how you can check your credit score. What you need to do, visit a free credit scoring website. Credit Karma, Experia, all of the reporting agencies, I'm going to go over them quickly. Check them so you can attain what we call a free FICO score. You can get it from Experia as quick as anybody, but it's free. You can find out what your score is. Whether you're in the 500s, 400s, 600s, 700s, 800s, and you know what I mean. Check with your credit card issuer and lender to make sure. This is how you're able to check on your credit card to make sure things are not on there that shouldn't be on there. Find out what they're reporting. Action. You know, then you can visit a nonprofit credit counselor to work with you. Those are three ways to make sure. Now, those agencies I just mentioned, see, it's only 30 minutes a day. Three agencies I want you to keep in mind. We're going to go to part two. This part two is going to come on Thursday. The three agencies is Experia, Equifax, TransUnion. Those are three main that all creditors use, all lenders use. If they want to lend you some money, they're going to check and see through those three right there. Make sure that information is accurate. Go to them. If you have a problem, there's a process you have to go through. Now, keep in mind why this is so important, why the government thought it was so important. In 1970, the government voted to put into play what they call the Federal Fair Credit Reporting Act. And that allows your information to be accurate and private. All your information should be accurate and private. And if it's not, you have to go through the process with those reporting agencies I just mentioned, Experia, Equifax, as well as TransUnion. Get with them, find out what's going on. It's so important that you know exactly what's going on. Another thing when you talk about making sure that the information is so accurate, for example, business check credit reports as well. That's another group, the fair credit reporting, business check. So when you're going dealing with a business trying to get a loan or trying to sell something, trying to get some insurance, trying to do whatever, if they're selling something, they're going to check your credit report. Let's not fall asleep on this credit report. And I say that because this credit report affects your job, affects you getting a job. There are certain jobs they go pull your credit report. If you're going to deal with their money, you're dealing with accounting, finance, they check your credit report. Also, if you want to be a lawyer and you went to school, you did everything and set for the bar, your credit report can't be in bad shape. It has to be a reasonable credit score. I won't tell you exactly what it is because I experienced it with a young man who used to work with me and went to law school up in Michigan, and he came back here. He was working, teaching math with some of my students, just waiting to sit for the bar. His biggest problem was that the bar was checking his credit, and it dealt with some things personal, family related, that was on his credit card, on his credit report. So you had to be very careful. Be very careful. Don't have high interest rate. Well, I'm sorry. Don't get a credit card with high interest rate, but don't have a high balance. Make sure you work on that. So, and the last thing is that you want to make sure that you work with that federal reporting, the credit reporting agency, or use that Act of 1970 to also help you with dealing with consumers. It also gives the consumer the right to check on you, but it also helps you to have free access to your credit report. Just remember, your credit report is so important, and we want to make sure you understand that. We want to give a shout-out again to Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity for taking time to help support us on phase one of this. We got also phase two will come, which is part two, Credit Can Impact Your Life. Part two will be coming on Thursday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's been awesome, but we're going to get out of here. We just want to make sure we have our sponsors to jump in here and say what they need to say, not just Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, but we also have the Small Business Development Center that's working with us, and I want to run their ad because they are paying to be a part of this. That is not exactly what I want to hear.
The Alabama Small Business Development Center, located on Alabama State University campus, will be sponsoring COVID-19 Disaster Preparedness Planning virtual course. Continued Operation, Module 3.1 on February 15, Module 3.2 on February the 17th. The time for both courses is 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Registration deadline will be February the 15th at 10 a.m., February the 17th at 10 a.m. For further information, please contact William Scott at 334-320-5438 or www.alabamasdc@alasu.edu.
Awesome, awesome. Let me tell you, it's so important that you find out about small business opportunities. Call the small business or go to the website, Small Business Development Center at Alabama State University. But it's of America's on many campuses, many settings that have it. If you want to check it out, just go to, you know, you'll Google it and it'll tell you about the Small Business Development Center in your area. If you're looking for a loan, if you're looking how to deal with the PPP that's available, how to deal with the EIDL that's available, all other kind of business-related things, check them out. We want to give a shout-out to Holiday 2429. Thank you, Holiday, for joining us. Chef underscore Keel that's joining us. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Latay Pickett, the CEO of Inspire to Inspire. Check her out. She's offering great opportunities. She's working with the community. Just go to her. She's on Instagram at this time. Check her out on Instagram. Also want to give a shout out to Dr. Rembert, Willeline, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. This is Chalene Desiree Dixon. Thank you so much. And then we have Belinda Sample, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of that fair state of Texas, that large state of Texas out of Dallas-Fort Worth. Thank you, Belinda, so much for joining us there. That's just a few, and it's a short show. We're about to close it out in 2 minutes. But as we get ready to leave out here, I always tell you, give your family member a hug. And just make sure you tell them you love them. Our next show will be tonight at 7 o'clock, which is the Dr. Lowe Show. 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The co-host that will be joining me will be Tina Robinson, Pastor Eddie Pratt, and also Sarita Duncan. We have an awesome show planned for tonight, so join us at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio or on WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, which is through Blog Talk Radio. We'll also include our Facebook, Instagram, and always also Twitter. So it's been awesome being here, but we're going to just close it. Our hashtag as we close it out. The hashtag is always keep on grinding. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag communicate for. We're going to talk about the four tonight on the relationship talk show tonight at 7 o'clock. The four is for the acronym of love, L-O-V-E, listen, overcome, value, empower. Have an opportunity to have an awesome time. Check us out tonight at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, the Dr. Lowe Show, which is our real relationship talk show. It's been awesome. We will get back with you on Thursday with this phase of this show right here. So it's good. God is so good. He's blessing us in many ways. And we want to thank you for joining us, because I just want to say one thing to you as I close out, as I try to find some music to help close out. I want you to be what we call a game changer. If not, just get up and enjoy yourself and have an awesome time the rest of the day. But check us out tonight. And